construction management person, is that right?
Right.
Well, we did that today, too.
Right.
What we did was, Great River is the engineer that we chose for the Coon Creek BB project.
That was done long
that,
before.
That was long time ago. Friday, okay. We found out from MoDOT that they're requiring us to have a management company oversee, inspect progress on that project.
Okay.
Great River also offers that service that MoDOT approves of.
I think as long as we're dealing with that, we went through the proper process for the engineer, we can use that company to oversee the construction. But if we were just going to choose a construction management...
No, we use the same engineering...
Okay.
Yeah.
We're fine then. But if we were just going out for a construction management person, we would have to go through the process.
Okay, no, we didn't.
We already went through the process.
We went through the process prior and just extended the services that they were already providing us.
Okay.
That's all just right. The contract to make sure.
All right.
So is this the ordinance that
it's,
you like?
It's the verbiage. I'm going to clean it up and put it in ordinance form. But this is the words.
Is this the resolution? What do we call this?
This would be an ordinance.
So do I have to read this out loud?
I'll just read it. In order to protect the citizens of Taney County, Missouri, and visitors to Taney County and the community at large from injury and to prevent endangering their health, safety, and welfare, the Taney County Commission enacts the following ordinance regulating outdoor construction. The exterior construction, demolition, alteration, or repair of buildings involving the operation of machinery or equipment which causes loud or disturbing noise such that a reasonable person of normal sensitivities would be adversely affected, except between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Monday through Saturday, is prohibited within 1,000 feet of any inhabited residential structure. This same activity is also prohibited all day Sunday. Exceptions to this prohibition may be granted in case of urgent necessity in the interest of public health and safety, and then only with a permit from the Taney County Commission, which permit may be granted for a period not to exceed 3 days while the emergency continues, and which permit may be renewed for periods of 3 days or less while the emergency continues. If the Taney County Commission should determine that the public health and safety will not be impaired by the erection, demolition, alteration, or repair of any building or the excavation of streets and highways within the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., and if it shall further determine that loss or inconvenience would result to any party in interest, it may grant permission for such work to be done within the hours of 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. upon application being made and hearing being held before the Taney County Commission. It's a little bit redundant, but it's
my only concern is that you included a word alteration, like a remodel. Would that include remodeling jobs?
Yeah, or add-ons, or...
Roofing companies working after
outdoors.
Hours? Look, that's my concern. It's because all of a sudden, I thought we were talking... I know what you're doing, Bob, and I'm not... The concern is roofing companies working at 8 o'clock at night because it's cooler in the day during the summer. They may be on the roof.
They can always ask, and that would be a reasonable thing to give them an extension.
And we can just have them ask.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. That was my motion.
And this probably needs to be modified at some point in the future, and we can get some other versions of it. But
take care of the emergency.
We're trying to address an emergency we've got.
I know, but
what's your?
I wouldn't write it if we give somebody approval for an emergency to finish something. It may take more than 3 days to finish it.
We could just continue to renew it for 3 days.
You can give subsequent renewals.
The biggest concern we knew what we're addressing, heavy construction, blasting, breaking after 7 p.m. in any residential neighborhood without...
Is that what it states?
Yeah. It's
residential neighborhood?
It says within 1,000 feet of any inhabited residential structure.
So we're keeping a pretty close...
If you're outside of 1,000 feet from an inhabited structure, residential structure...
This doesn't apply.
It doesn't apply. But 1,000 feet's a long way, too.
It is, but it's not that big a way. I mean, it's really going to be addressing the unincorporated areas within the incorporated areas. The areas, the pockets of Branson, Hollister, Forsyth that are kind of meshing there.
And I've looked at 4 or 5 city ordinances. I've looked at some case law, and this is quick and dirty that I came up with it. I could do a better job with it.
But we need to address it with the pending needs.
Possibilities.
Right. Oh, I got a question for you. And I'm not trying to cause any problems, but I got a question for you. If I'm a hard-working, tax-paying, job-holding young man,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just going to use my own circumstances, and I decide to come in from a hard day's work of 8 hours working for whoever, and I've got a house to build, and I've only got a limited resources and time to get it done.
Right.
Are we choking that person
to
the point to where he can't? I mean,
I think this is a separate section at the end. If the Taney County Commission should determine that the public health and safety, this is in addition to the 3-day the 3-day extension in emergency situations. If the Taney County Commission should determine that the public health and safety will not be impaired by the erection, demolition, alteration, or repair of any building, or the excavation of streets and highways within those hours, you know, and loss or inconvenience would result to any party in interest, it may grant permission for such work to be done within those hours upon application being made and hearing being held before the Taney County Commission. That's in addition to the and it can be clarified later, but it'd be better if we clarified now. But I mean, they could come in and say, "I'm working 8 hours a day. I'm building my own house. I don't think anybody would be inconvenienced or any problem would result. Can I have a hearing before you to see if I can go ahead and do this? And none of my neighbors object, and we just say, yeah, go ahead. If no neighbors object to you building your house at 9, 10 o'clock at night. But do we want somebody in the subdivision out there with saws and hammers and all kinds of stuff at 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night when somebody's getting ready to go to work the next day, trying to sleep, probably half the neighborhood? I don't care what you do.
I understand what Danny's question is, but I also rather address the problem we've got right now, the pressing problem, and then modify if there's an issue comes up.
I don't know if this should be said, but the ordinance is something that is going to apply if there's a problem, and what you've described could go on, and if it's not bothering anybody,
we won't even know about it.
We don't even know about it.
Doesn't mean we shouldn't enforce the ordinance uniformly. It's just if nobody complains about it, we won't even know about it.
It's a big county. We can't be everywhere. I mean, people have to let us know if there's violations.
But then again, I think you're going to have a standing order for me to clean this up and come up with a better version, but you want something to pass now.
Right. This is version 1.0, so.
I'm fine with whatever you guys do.
I know that you got a situation here, and I do. I don't know. I'm all right with the Sunday business. I mean, that's fine. If you're in the neighborhood and people want to relax, we've run up against this several times with that. But I don't know whether I can support this other thing or not, really. You guys, I mean, you can vote however you want to. I just hate that if you got a young man trying to do something for himself, that we restrict him. And if his neighbor doesn't like it, he can come in and put a stop to it. If his neighbor doesn't want him building in that location, just got through coming from a place where people want their privacy.
Bob, I mean, you hear what Danny's bringing up here. I mean, is there a way to separate those two?
How do you separate it out? I mean,
I don't
what's the difference between the guy that
banging a hammer and breaking using dynamite
and a big construction company that just wants to make more money and goes around the clock? Is 3 a.m. okay? I'm trying to sleep. You're gonna have somebody coming out with a shotgun blowing somebody off the roof of the house that they're building at some point if they disturb their neighbors too bad. We don't need that.
Well, I know the situation. I've got to support this because of the current situation. Just, there's a situation. I would like you to clean it up a little bit more, Bob, but I've got to pass this as it is.
Can we do this? Can we restrict blasting?
Blasting was a bad example. Blasting is managed by the mining ordinance of the state of Missouri. That doesn't apply to this. This is
usually
breaking.
Usually those are accepted out of any noise ordinance. They try not to regulate that because it can be preempted.
So that is really managed by something else. I think they have to stop at 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. anyway. This is really any other construction noises after a reasonable time, you know, in a neighborhood. If they're breaking rock, breaking rock is, I would think, is worse than dynamite anyway because it just goes on forever. But that's what we're trying to, that's why I got to, knowing the neighborhood, it's in my district, I got to be able to stop a problem that's getting ready to happen.
You know that we'll have to be the example, though, don't you? You know, road and bridge crews that start at 6:30 and start hammering.
Most of the ordinances specifically accept out highway crews of the governing authority. And what I've done is I've put in here the last section, which says, if the Taney County Commission should determine that public health and safety will not be impaired by the erection. So basically, they can accept anybody they want out if it's not going to harm the public. And that's why I didn't add the portion about the road and bridge being accepted. There, several of the ordinances have two or three entities that are accepted out, utilities, road and bridge, that sort of thing. I mean, they specifically exempt them out of the ordinance.
Right.
And I can do that. But I figured with that last part, you know.
Well, I thought about road and bridge this morning when we first talked about it, but they don't get started until 7 o'clock anyway. I mean, they go work at 6:30, but they're not on job. It'd be very unusual. Okay. I make a motion.
I already motioned it.
I'll second your motion then. To go ahead and accept this ordinance after it's cleaned up and printed up by Mr. Paulson. More questions, comments?
No.
James?
Yeah.
Go to the microphone. We're being broadcast.
I listened to this, and it's the first time I've ever heard of it, but are you setting up a situation that if a contractor stick builds a home up on Friday afternoon and wants to get that thing dried in over the weekend so it don't ruin his subflooring on his house, he has no right to go back and work on that late that afternoon, get it dried in where his subflooring, and then you're going to set your schedule for your workers next, the following full week away? Don't frame one up on Thursday. Don't frame one up on Wednesday because you can't get it dried in by the weekend or after hours, and leave the opportunity for a subfloor to go totally bad. And would this time of year, back when I was working as a contractor, we might get 2 weeks of rain. And because we didn't have the opportunity to get a subfloor down and get it dried in, and stuff, that I'm just sitting here listening.
Anyone under this, and I'm not saying that they should have to do that either, but you know, this is what we're doing. If they have a problem and they're going to be putting up the sticks on a Friday and they're going to need to work all weekend, they can come in and get a permit and say, we got to do it because we got to put it up now, and they could possibly get an exemption and go ahead and work all weekend.
And make sure everyone's clear. We're not trying to restrict it. The problem is Bob knows of a specific situation we're trying to that brought to our attention, and so we're trying to come up with an ordinance that covers a loophole in our system. I mean, an area that we just the P&Z planning, we missed there's an area that we missed. And so we've got to address this area of concern.
It's nice to have a construction company decide that they're going to come in next to a residential neighborhood and decide that they need to go ahead and work 24 hours around the clock.
Because they may have fell behind schedule, or there may be an incentive for them to finish early.
Well, I'm not so concerned about the construction company because I do know the airport didn't give a darn. The state highways don't give a darn. They've set up lights and shine them in people's windows. And the noise and all that stuff comes along with those huge projects of state, and of course they'd be exempt for this. But if you're going to make the small contractor come in and get him a permit to have to work overtime and dry in a house, guys, wow.
Okay, other comments? Ready to vote?
Yep.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
start with that same booth? Gary says he's talking. Gary talked to a commissioner about.
Come up here, Don,
real fast, before we start with the sick leave policy here.
Don't you agree? I mean, he's got to empty this first before we brought him.
We can't.
But this is, he doesn't have 16 this year, and that's the whole year. So he'll have 4 hours left.
I know. Well, I understand. But we didn't address it as a commission.
I don't know what to do. I feel sorry for him, like what to do, but I just...
That's where he needs to be seeking the comp time from somebody else that we approve. Mm-hmm. And those people that are in different categories can give him comp time for those hours that he needs.
Right.
I mean, why would we pass that if that's not in effect here in this situation?
Hi, Gary.
Is this... I'm sorry. Didn't know your temperature was quick.
That's okay. Well, I didn't make you here. I would have...
Moving stuff.
I'm sorry.
Hang on here just a minute. Let's... can we turn our mics off? Because this is...
Do we need to go into executive or...
Yeah, let's... No, that's all right. Let's recess for a few minutes here.
Why don't you guys just recess? You guys talk to Chuck real loud here. Go here. Come here and talk to Danny.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You guys explain it to Chuck real loud.
Okay.
Loud enough for Danny and I to hear.
You said something to me the other day.
Bill is
through there. Go for it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, turn everything off for a second. We recess.